We are beginning today Shir on Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amid Aleph at the end of the second line on the top of the Amid with the words V'shavin Shabaychshin Es HaShosis B'Shabbos. Earlier we learned the Machlaikis between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi concerning the Malach of Lush, kneading. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that to be over the Isser of Lush from the Torah, one has to knead a dough, something which can't be kneaded into a dough, such as toasted grain flour, is only prohibited midrabbanan to mix water into it, and through a shinui, if done in an unusual manner, it is permitted. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rebbe's opinion is that lush is chayiv, it is prohibited from the Torah, even with toasted grain flour, which can't be made into dough. And now we begin our sugya. V'shavin shaboichshin es hashosis b'shabbos. The shosis is made from toasted grain flour mixed with water and oil. So both Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe agree to the following two halachas. The first halacha is that one is allowed to stir the shosis, this beverage made from the toasted grain flour mixed with water and oil. You're allowed to stir it on Shabbos. And secondly, they agree that v'shosim, that one can drink zisum amitzri. Zisum amitzri is an Egyptian beer that was sometimes used for medicinal purposes. However, since people who are not sick also drink this beverage, one is allowed to drink it on Shabbos because it is not necessarily being used for medicine, and therefore we would not go into the Isser, the prohibition that we've had throughout our Masechta, of Shchika Samimonim, that we would be afraid that he would grind up herbs to make medicines. The Gemara asks a question, how can you say that you're allowed to stir up this shosis? As Rashi explains, that you can take a spoon and stir it up. Vo'amrat ein goivlin, you told us before that Rebbe is of the opinion, Rebbe who argues on Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, he is of the opinion that one is not allowed to mix and stir the shosis. The Gemara answers, loikasha, this is not difficult. Haba avo, haba racha, if it is a very thick mixture of the shosis, then Rebbe is of the opinion that one is not allowed to do that. And this is where Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagrees on a thick shosis. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's permitted with the shinui, and Rebbe says even with the shinui it is not permitted. Ha beracha, but here we're speaking about where it's not thick. And there, in that case, even Rebbe is motivated to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that one is allowed to stir up the non-thick shosis. The Gemara says, Bahani Mili, when is this permitted? Hu de Mishani. That's only if you do it with a shinui. The Gemara asks, Heicha Mishani, how in fact does one make a shinui? How do you prepare it differently on Shabbos as opposed to the rest of the week? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, here is the shinui. During the weekday, he would first put in the vinegar, and here we see that although Rashi usually tells us that the shoshis is made from toasted grain flour mixed with water and oil, but here from this Gemara we see that it can be made with vinegar as well. So Rabbi Yosef says in the weekday you would put in the vinegar first, and then you would put in the toasted grain flour. The Shabbos, you make a shinu, you make a different nice neshashosis, you put in first the toasted grain flour, v'achach nice neshachomets, and then you put in the vinegar. The Gemara relates the following story. Levi, berei de Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Levi, the son of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, ashkeche, he found legavla de beinashia, he found that the individual who had the responsibility of mixing food for animals in the house of his father, the kogovil, he was kneading bran together with water, v'safile, and he was feeding it to the animals, l'tore, he was feeding it to the ox, botishbe, So he kicked him. And the reason he kicked him was because he was doing something wrong. One is not allowed. We learned that one is not allowed to knead the bran and the water. And there was no machlokas in this. No one disagreed. Everyone was of the opinion that this is prohibited. Osavua. So his father came along. This is Rav Huna Bar Chiya came along. Ashkeche, he found the son. And he saw what had happened, that he had kicked that individual. Amalei, he said to his son, Hachi Amar Avua D'Imach, this is what your mother's father, your grandfather said, Mishmei D'Rav, in the name of Rav. And the Gemara tells us who was his mother's father, Umani, and who is it? Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said in the name of Rav, that Goivlin V'loy Misapin, that one, in fact, is allowed to mix the bran with the water as long as you do not force feed the animal. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba also said, Udoloy Lokit Belishnei, and a calf, a young calf who's not able to feed himself with his own tongue, Mal Kitin Lay, you can force the food down to the same level where a more mature cow would be able to bring up the food. And that would not be considered force feeding an older cow. So even though this calf is unable to feed itself, one can lower the food to the same depth as one would do with an older cow, where it would not be considered force feeding. And that would be permitted even though the calf cannot feed itself. Vahani mili hudimishani. When are you allowed to mix the bran and the water together? That's only if you do a shinui. Heichemishani. The Gemara asks, how in fact can you do a shinui? Amar Rav Yemer Bar Shalmi Mishmeid Abaya. Rav Yemer Bar Shalmi, you said in the name of Abaya, Shesi Ve'erev. What you do is that you don't stir it in the regular way, but you make a motion through the beverage vertically, and then you make it horizontally. And the Mefarshim explained that this is done only for cattle, but for chickens, this should not be done, because chickens, either they themselves stir it, or they eat it without stirring. But for animals who require it to be stirred, it could be stirred in this shinui, in this different manner. The Gemara asks Akasha v'loy ma'ariv shapir, but if you do it in the shesiv erev method, it will not mix well. On Rabbi Yehuda menare l'kli, so you what you do is that you shake up the keli, and that will cause it to become mixed together. The Gemara continues, Ksiv Apinkasa Deziri was written on the ledger of Ziri, and Rashi says that this ledger was different tablets that were connected one to another, as is prevalent amongst businessmen, that they have such ledgers. So Ziri would write down important matters on his ledger. So it was found in the ledger of Ziri. Amrit Kadam Rebbe, I said the following in front of Rebbe. Umanu, and who is my Rebbe? Reb Chiya. I asked him a question, Maula Gabel, are you allowed to mix, stir the bran with the water for the animals? Omar Usher, he said it's Usher to do it. Maula Fareg, then I asked him another question, are you allowed to take food that's in the vessels for one animal to eat and bring it over to another animal? Omar Mutter, he says that is permitted. Omar Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe explained this halacha of taking food from one animal to the other. Chad kamei chad, you're allowed to put one portion in front of one animal. Trei kamei trei, shapir dummy. You could put, if two, as Rashi explains, if two animals are eating together in the same trough, you're allowed to put two portions in front of two animals. Batlosa kamitrei osir. But if you put three portions in front of two animals, that you're not allowed to do, because that is considered tirchi yisera, that's extra work, since, as Rashi explains, in the weekday you would not be doing this. So to do it on Shabbos is osir, because it's tirchi yisera, it's extra work that's not needed. Rav Yosef Omar, kav afilu kabayim. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef says you could put one kav, and you could even put two kavim. Ula Omar, Ula says, kur, you could put one kur in front of an animal. Vafilu karayim, you could even put two kurs. And even though this is a tremendous amount, the point that Ula and Rav Yosef are trying to get across is that when it comes to feeding animals, there's no concept of tirchi yisera, that you're only limited to a certain amount. Even if you take a very large amount and put it in front of them, it is permitted. Continues the Gemara, since we were speaking about what was written on the ledger of Zeiri, the Gemara tells us here different Amoroyim who had ledgers and what was written in their ledgers. Ksiva pingasid the Levi, it was written on the ledger of Levi, Amrit Kadam Rebbe, I said the following in front of Rebbe, Umanu, and who's my Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, who was my Rebbe. Aldehavi Gavlin Shetisa Bebovel. They used to mix the thick Shisis in Bovel, which we began our learning today with the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe. And Rebbe held that this was Osir. Rebbe only permitted the thin one. But the thick one, according to Rebbe, is Osir. Vahavit Savich Rebbe. And Rebbe used to scream out against this. He felt that they were doing something wrong. Umanu, who's the Rebbe that screamed out? And this was all written on his ledger of Levi. Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Aldehavi Gavlin Shtisa, that they were doing this, that they were stirring together the thick shasis, which Rebbe held was prohibited on Shabbos. V'les the Shamile, no one listened, nobody paid attention to Rebbe, they kept on doing it. V'les Chela B'yadeh, and Rebbe didn't have any power, L'meser, he couldn't prohibit it, because Mid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because since Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, as we learned before, that he even permitted a thick shasis to be stirred through a shinui, and people were noyig like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And once this became a custom, it was difficult for Rebbe to prevent and to prohibit it, because everybody was following the leniency of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara with another ledger. Kosev, it was written a pinkas of Rabbi Shua ben Levi on the pinkas of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Hi. Man debechad b'shaba, a person who is born, as Rashi says, hanoilad b'echad b'shaba, somebody who's born on Sunday. So the Gemara now is going to go into the inyan of mazalos, of being born on a certain day or under the influence of a certain hour of the day. So the Gemara says that whoever is born on Sunday, yehei Gever v'loy chadabe, as Rashi explains, Yehei adam shalom b'mida achas Yehei v'loy achas boy mimida acheres. He will be a person of one nature, and he will not have the other nature in him. The Gemara tries to understand what this means. My v'loy chadabe. What does it mean that he will not have another nature? He'll only have one nature. If it means that he will be totally bad and he will not be good at all, that's incorrect. Ravashi said, I was born on Sunday. I was born on the first day of the week. And Ravashi was certainly a very good person. So we can't say that it means that he'll only be a Rasha, not a Tzaddik. Ella, maybe we'll say the opposite. Ella lav chada labishu. May it means that a person will be only good and he will not be bad at all. That we also can't say. V'amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Ano v'dimi bar kakuzta. I and this Russia, dimi bar kakuzta, havyin b'chad b'shaba, we were born on Sunday, And as Rashi explains, since Sunday is the first day of the week, therefore we were both destined to become leaders. Just like Sunday is the lead day of the week, we both would become leaders. Ano Melech, I would become the king, I would become the head of the Jewish people. The who, Havireish Ganvi, and he became the head of the Ganovim. But what do we see from this? That somebody could be born on Sunday, and they could be a tzaddik, or they could be a rasha. So we can't say that somebody born on Sunday is either only a tzaddik or only a rasha, because we see that on Sunday a great tzaddik was born, Rav Ashi, and a great rasha was born, Dimi Bar Kukusta. Ella, the Gemara concludes, E kuli lativa, E kuli levisha. If you're born on Sunday, then you're either totally good like Rav Ashi, or you're totally bad like Dimi Bar Kukusta, and you will not have in you the other nature. If you're good, you will not have the nature of being bad. If you're bad, you will not have the nature of being good. The Marshal is Mochek. He erases the words that appear in the Gemara in parentheses, and therefore we will start after the parentheses. Haiman Dibitrei B'Shaba, a person who's born on Monday, the second day of the week, Yehei Gever Ragzin, he will be a person who gets angry and upset. My Taima, why is that so? Mishum De'Fligebe Maya, because since that was the day where Hashem split the water in the Maisa Bereishis, when Hashem created the world, so Rashi says, Kahu Yibadol Mikol Adam, just as the waters became separated, the water down here on earth and the water in heaven, so too this person who's born under the muzzle of Monday, of the second day of the week, he will also be separated from people due to his being angry and being in confrontation with people all the time. They will separate from him. Haiman de Betlosa B'Shaba, a person who's born on third day of the week, which is Tuesday, Yehei, he will be Geverot, there will be a rich man, Vizanoi, and he'll also be, Rashi says, a Noyef, he'll be promiscuous. My time, the Gemara says, Mishum de Ivrube Asafim, that is the day where herbs were created. And Rashi says that herbs are para varava, ma'oid. They are fruitful, they multiply very quickly and in a great abundance. Umemar legada letzmoich to inyan preaches. So just like they grow by leaps and bounds very quickly, so too this person is. On the one hand, his money grows, he's going to be rich, but on the other hand, he'll also be an immoral person who will have relationships with many women that he's not allowed to be together with. And Rashi gives a second pshat that on the Asavim, there was no tzivui of Liminehu. By the other plants and trees, there was a tzivui limineu, that each tree has to stay to its own kind. By a sovim, by herbs, there was no such tzivui. And mimela, one herb gets sustenance from the place where another herb gets its sustenance from. They intermingle. And that, therefore, this is a mazel for a person to be a zanoi, promiscuous. Haiman de ba'arba b'shaba, a person was born on Wednesday. Yehei Gavr Chochem, he'll be a wise man, a Talmud Chochem, Vinohir, and he will be radiant. My Taima, what's the reason? Mishum de Itlube Moiris, because that's the day where the heavenly spheres and constellations were put into Shamayim, and as Rashi says, it says about Torah, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, that Torah is depicted as being light, and therefore this person who's born in the muzzle of Wednesday, the fourth day of the week, he too will be a chacham in Torah, Torah Or, and he will be radiant just like the heavenly spheres are. Haiman de b'chamisha b'shaba, a person who's born on Thursday, Gever Gam Chasadim, he will be a person who does many kind deeds. My Taima, Mishum De Ivrubei Dogim Voifus, because fish and birds were created on that day. And Rashi explains that Hashem enabled through the Gemilas Chesed of Hashem, through his kindness, that birds and fish should be able to find their sustenance very easily. They don't have to work very hard to get their sustenance. It's very available to them because of the Chesed of Hashem. So too a person who's born on that day will be a kind, charitable person. Haiman Dibimali Shapt, a person who's born on Friday, Yehe Gever, he'll be a person Chazron. He'll be a person who always seeks after mitzvahs. The Gemara first says, he'll seek, and then Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Chazron b'mitzvahs. What will he seek? He will seek mitzvahs. And why is that? What does that have to do with Friday? So Rashi says, because on Erev Shabbos, a person is busy trying to accomplish the mitzvahs that are associated with Shabbos. He's preparing for the great day of Shabbos that is coming, so that to be born on Friday means that a person will always seek to do mitzvahs. Haiman dibishabata yehi, if he's born on Shabbos, bishabata yomus, he'll also die on Shabbos. Why? Says the Gemara, al da'ochel aluye yomer rabbi dibishabata, because he, when he was born, caused that the great day of Shabbos had to be desecrated. He's allowed to do it, but in the final analysis, Shabbos was desecrated. Therefore, it is fitting that he should also leave the world on Shabbos as well. Amar Rava Bar Avshila, the Kedisha Rabba Yiskare. And this person who's born on the holy day of Shabbos, he, just as Rashi says, since about Shabbos it says v'yikatsheyu, you should be mekadesh, you should sanctify the Shabbos. So this person who's born on that day of Shabbos will be, Rashi says, a porish v'kadesh, will be a special separated person for holiness, and he will be known as a kadosh, as a great holy person. Amar lahu Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina told, as Rashi says, his students who read the ledger of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And in that ledger, as we learned just before, every day the ledger told you what the muzzle of that day is. Said Rabbi Chanina to his Talmidim, Puku, go out, Amru Lei, Labar Levoi, tell the son of Levi, referring to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that he erred, he made a mistake. Loi mazel yoim garim. It's not the mazel of the day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that causes a person to either be rich or wise or radiant, etc., etc., as we learned before. El mazel shogayrim. It's the mazel of each hour. And we had this before on Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amid Beis, when the Gemara was discussing on which hour of the day is it appropriate to be make his dam. And Rashi brings it here as well, that there are seven mazolos which affect the earth, and they are known as Chanchel Shetzem. What does Chanchel Shetzem stand for? The Ches is Chama, the sun. The Nun is Nogav, that's the planet Venus. The Chof is Kochav, Mercury, and the Lamed is Levana, the moon. Then the second word, Shetzem, the Shin is Shapsoid, at Saturn. The Tzadik is Tzedek, stands for Jupiter. And the final Mem stands for Ma'adim, which is Mars. So the sun and the moon, and these five planets, Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars, they have an influence on the world. And every hour, the world is under the influence of another one of these celestial bodies. And therefore, it depends which hour of the day, not which day a person was born on, but which hour of the day he was born on, as the Gemara will now explain. Haiman de Bechamo, this person who was born with the under the influence of the chama of the ches, which equals the sun. We're starting now with the first word chanochel, the ches for chama. Yehei gever zivson. He will be a person who's very radiant, very bright. Zivson yehei. If he was born by chama, gever zivson yehei. Achol midalei. He'll eat his own. Vishasim midalei. So he'll be radiant, as Rashi explains, because he's under the influence of the mazel of the sun. He'll eat from his own, because just like the sun is not masik vul, it does when the night, when the moon dominates the night, the sun doesn't interfere. You don't see the sun at all at night. So the person who was born under the mazel of chama will eat his own. He'll drink his own. He won't take from anybody else. Veruzoi, and his secret's galyon. He can't keep a secret. Everything is revealed, just like the sun is totally revealed. Im ganaviv, he'll try to take on the occupation of being a ganav, a stealer. Loi mitzach, he will not be matzliach, because all his secrets are revealed, so people will find out very quickly that he's the one who stole the items. He will not be successful as a ganav. Haiman de bekoichav noga. The koichav here means the planet. A person who's born under the influence of the second letter of Chanochel, which stands for noga, which is Venus. Yehegever atir vizanoi. He will be a person who is rich and also promiscuous. Vizanoi yehe. My time. Mishum disyalid be nura. Because Venus is associated with fire, and fire equals lust. So therefore, this person will be influenced to be a zanoi. Haiman debekoichav. And here, koichav means Mercury. Mercury is known as koichav. This is the third letter of Chanochel. If he's born under the influence, Haiman debekoichav yehi, if he's born under that influence of Mercury, gever nor v'chacham. He will be a person who is radiant and wise. And why is that so? Explains the Gemara. Mishum the Safra, the Chama, the scribe of the Chama, the planet that always goes together with the sun, that is Mercury. Mishum the Safra, the Chama, who it is the scribe of the sun. And therefore, the person will be radiant. Just as the sun is radiant, so the person will be radiant as well, and they will have the light of Or HaTorah, because Mercury also has this feature in it, that it has the radiant light which is associated with the sun. Haiman de Bilvana, the person, now we come to the last letter of Chanochel, which Lamed, which stands for Levana, the moon. Haiman de Bilvana, Yehi, Gever Sovil Marin. He will be a person who will suffer bad things that will happen to him. Banoi Vesasir Sasir Banoi. He'll build. He'll have to destroy what he built. Then he'll build again. And this is like the moon, which waxes and wanes. It gets bigger and it gets smaller. So too, things in his life will not be stable, that he'll build for a long time, but he'll have to erect and he'll have to destroy his different buildings throughout his life. Achol deloy delay. Since he's compared to the moon, he'll eat things that are not his. Vishasi deloy delay. He'll drink things that are not his. Why? Because although the sun doesn't come into the territory of the levana, but the levana comes into the territory of the sun. You can see the moon even during the day. So it is masigvul. It does go into other people's property, and therefore this person also will eat and drink things that are not his. Virizoi chasin, and his secrets are covered. Just like the moon, as Rashi explains, is able to not shed its full light, but its light is dimmed, so this person will be successful in hiding his secrets. In Ganav, if he chooses to become a Ganav, Matzlach, he will be Matzliach, he will be successful. Haiman de Bishabsoi. Now we come to the first letter of the second word. In the short form, Shetzem, which stands for Shapsoi, Saturn. If a person is born under the influence of Saturn, Yehi Gevar Michashvasa Betalin. He'll be a person that every plan that he thinks about will not last. As Rashi explains, the word Shapsoi comes from what it says in the Torah, Yoim V'Laila Lo Yish Boisu, that after the Mabul, Hashem said that day and night will no longer cease. But Shapsoi means that they will cease. And this refers to the person's plans, that his plans, his great plans and strategies will become betalin, they will become nullified. Is the Amri, and some say, put it in a more positive light, called the Mechashvin Alei, everything that enemies, for example, will want to do against him, will become betalin. Now we come to the second letter of that second word, and that was Shetzem, the Tzaddik stands for Tzaddik, Jupiter, Haiman de Betzaddik, a person who's born under the influence of Tzaddik, Yegever Tzatkun, he will be a Tzaddik. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, V'tzatkon b'mitzvahs. He'll be a righteous person with mitzvahs. And Rashi says that which mitzvahs? Rashi says, stam, the normal translation of mitzvahs when it has to do with agoda, wherever the agoda speaks about mitzvahs, it refers to tztaka lo aniyim. This person will give tztaka to poor people. Haiman d'mimadim. And now we come to the last letter of all seven letters. Chanchal Shetzem, the final mem stands for Ma'adim Mars, and it's called Ma'adim, A, because Mars itself has a red glow to it, and also Ma'adim in Lashon Kodesh is red. So a person, Haiman de Ma'adim, Yehegaver Ashidame, he will spill blood. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, E Umna, either he'll be, Umna, Rashi says, explains, is a make his dumb. Either he will be a person who bloodlets, e ganva, or he'll be a stealer, and not just stealing money, but hoirig nefash, as Rashi says. He's a gazlan, a person who's ready to kill people. E tafkor will become a butcher. E moiler will become a moil. But since he's under the influence of Mars, having been born in that hour of the day that is controlled by Mars, he has something to do with blood. Amr Rabba, so Rabba questioned this. Ano b'madam avoy. I was born in the hour of madam, and I'm not a moil. I'm not a butcher. I don't kill people. Amr Rabaya, mar nami onish rikotel. You also punish and kill. Rashi explains, if people do not listen to you, in other words, if as a bezdin he paskin something and it wasn't followed. So there were instances where Chazal had the right to if they saw it fit that they would kill someone who didn't listen to what the halacha was. And other Mefarshim say that this refers to the famous story in Megillah, where on Purim, Kam Rava Shachtel Rav Zeira, Rava got up and he shechted Rav Zeira. He got so shikered that he shechted Rav Zeira. Later he made Tchias HaMesim, he resuscitated Rav Zeira. But you also at times take someone's life, so you do have a connection with Mars, with Madim. Itmar. Rav Chanina says, Mazel Machim, Mazel Ma'asher, V'yesh Mazel Yisrael. The Gemara is now going to go into a very fundamental question, and that is, are the Jewish people controlled by the celestial bodies, by astrology? Of course, there is some influence, but is a person totally dominated by the Mazolim? Or, as Rashi explains, can a person change his mazel through tefillah and tzedakah? As Rashi says, she'ein tefillah u'tzedakah mishanes hamazel. If you hold yesh mazel Yisrael, then tefillah u'tzedakah cannot change the mazel. But if you hold ein mazel Yisrael, says Rashi, da yedei tefillah u'schus, that through davening and through a schus that you did a certain mitzvah, mishtane mazel u'tzedakah, his mazel can change for good. So this is the machlokas that we are getting to now in the Gemara. So Rav Chanina's opinion was that mazel can make a person smart and mazel can make a person rich. as we had in the Gemara before, when a person was born in a certain day or a certain hour, that itself could cause him to be rich or smart. The Run points out that this is only to become rich or smart, but to be a tzaddik or a rasha, that the mazel, according to all opinions, cannot force a person. Since there is a concept of bechira, free choice, a person is definitely able to choose whether to be good or not. And even if he's predestined, let's say ma'adim, he's predestined to be busy with blood during his life, but he can either change his nature or he can channel his nature that he should use it in a positive way, to be a moel, to be a shochet, to be a surgeon, to do something positive with blood for the benefit of humanity and of Klal Yisrael. Rav Chanina says, mazel makes a person smart, mazel makes a person rich, v'yesh mazel Yisrael, and you cannot change it through a merit, through a schus, or through davening. Rav Yochanan Amar, he disagrees, ain mazel Yisrael. There is no mazel Yisrael, which means that you could change it through tefillah or through a schus. V'az Rav Yochanan Tamei, Rav Yochanan goes according to his own reasoning, d'om Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Minayin shei mazal Yisrael? How do I know that there is no mazal Yisrael? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Koyomar Hashem. Hashem says, 'Al derech hagoyim al talamdu. Don't learn what the goyim do. Umei oisus hashemayim al techtu. Don't be have fear from the signs of heaven, from astrology. Ki yechtu hagoyim mehema. The goyim are afraid of them. So the Gemara explains, 'Heim yechtu v'lo Yisrael. The goyim are afraid of astrology, of the celestial beings, of mazal." V'lo Yisrael, but the Jews don't have to be afraid of it because ain mazel li Yisrael. The Af Rav saw ain mazel Yisrael. Rav was also of that opinion. Domer Rav Yehuda, Domer Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Benayin shei mazel Yisrael. How do we know that concept that there is no mazel Yisrael? Shenemar. Vayoytzei Yisrael, Hashem took Avram outside. Amar Avram l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Ben Basi, Yerushalayim, my attendant, Elazar, he's going to be the one who will inherit for me. I don't have children. Amar Loi, Lav. So Hashem said, no, he's not. Kiyim es asher yetzer me'echa. The child that you will have, he is the one who will inherit from you. In other words, Yitzchok will inherit from you. Amar l'fanav. So Avram said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, I looked into my astrology, and based on my astrology, I cannot bear children. I cannot have a child. Omar Lehashem said to him, go out of your. That's what it says in the pasuk. Hashem took him outside. Hashem said, go out of your astrology. She'ain mazel Yisrael. There is no mazel Yisrael. You could change the influence of a mazel. My daitach says Hashem Tavram. What's your thinking? Why are you worried that you can't have children? The koi tzedek b'mariv. Because your mazel, as Rashi says, is tzedek. And as the Marsha explains, how do we see that Avram's mazel, that he was born in that hour of the day of tzedek, which is Jupiter, because the Gemara said that someone who's born under Jupiter, he will be a gever who's a tzadkut. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said it, tzadkin in mitzvahs. And Rashi told us what mitzvahs, when it says in Shas, in Agoda, mitzvahs, it normally refers to tzedakah l'aniyim, chesed. That's Avram. Avram is the epitome of the isha chesed. So he must have been born under the influence of tzedek, of Jupiter. So where was Jupiter? B'marv in the west. And Rashi says the west is a cold place, and someone born under that mazel would normally not have children. Madarno, Hashem says, I will move Jupiter. I'll put it in the east, as Rashi says, it's a hot place. And therefore, this is the proof that ain mazel Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above, works with Klal Yisrael above the mazel. He takes Avram out of his mazel. And he'll move Jupiter to the east where it's hot. And then Avram will be able to have children. V'hainu dichsiv, and on this the pasuk refers in Yeshaya, mi heir mi mizrich tzedek yikro l'ragloi. The pasuk in the pasuk is, who was the one who was aroused in the east? Who came from Aram, which was in the east, and who was associated with tzedek always. It always went l'ragla, it went together with him. That's Avraham, that's the Pashup Shot. But the Gemara here understands it differently. Mi heyer mi mizrach, who was it other than Hashem who aroused Jupiter? And mimizrach tzedek yikro l'ragla, but l'ragla meaning bishviloi, because of Avram, Hashem aroused the tzedek, Jupiter, to go from Marav and to go into Mizrach where it's hot, so that Avram would be able to have children. Umidish Shmuel nami, and we see from Shmuel also ein mazal Yisrael. The Gemara is listing here a number of Amaroyim who hold the concept of ein mazal Yisrael. We know it from a story of Shmuel. The Shmuel v'avleit. Who was avleit? Rashi says Shem Chacham Nachri Hoyev Chayz B'Chavim. He was an astrologer and he was a wise goyish person. And we've actually had him before on Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amid Aleph. We had an exchange between Shmuel and avleit in our Masechta. So one time, Avi Yassi, they were sitting. There were some people going to cut reeds. Amalei Avlid Shmuel. Avlid said to Shmuel, "Hi, Gavra, that person over there." He pointed out to one of the people, "Ozel, he's going to cut the reeds. Veloyasi, he's not going to come back. He's going to die there. Why? Because Targ Lechivya, a snake is going to bite him. Umais is going to die." Amalei Shmuel. Shmuel said to Avlid, "E bar Yisraelu, if that person that you're talking about is Jewish, Ozel Asi, he's going to go and he's going to come back, because Rashi says Ein Mazal Yisrael V'Yoyel Loi Tefillah, and Tefillah will help him." Actually, I have a question, which a little ha'ara that, as we're going to see, the Gemara as it progresses, it wasn't Tefillah that saved him, but it was a schus. Rashi says that Tefillah would save him. And from the Gemara we see it was actually a schus that was saving him. Adiyosvi, as they were sitting down, Ozel Va'asi, so that person came back from cutting the reeds, and he didn't die, he was alive, and he had the reeds with him. Come Avleit, Avleit got up, Shadjei Letunye, he threw off the person's pack of reeds, Ashkechbe, they found Chivya, the Pasuk V'shari B'tate Guvi, they found a snake that had been cut in half, and Rashi says, when he cut the reeds, unbeknownst to him, he didn't even know that he had cut, that there was a snake there, and that he had cut through the snake and killed it and divided into two pieces. Armelei Shmuel, Shmuel said to this man, who apparently was Jewish, and he had this eschus, my avadit, what did you do? So again, he didn't say, did you daven? He said, what schus did you do that you saved yourself from death? Their minig was that they used to gather, each person would bring some bread, they would gather it together and put it in one basket, and then when it came time to eat, each person would take it from the basket. So this day, I saw that there was one person that didn't have any bread. And he was getting embarrassed. It was coming close to the time of eating, and he hadn't contributed anything. He didn't put any bread into the pot, into the basket. So I said to the people, I said, you know what? I'm going to get up today, and I'm going to collect and put it into the basket. When I came close to that person, Shavui Navshoi, I made as if, Kimanda Shaklim, as if I was taking from him. In order that he shouldn't get embarrassed. So I went to him and I made as if I was taking him. Actually, I did not. And then I gave him, and then I was able to get some bread to him from my bread. I didn't eat as much as I normally ate. There was some bread left over for him. Amalei, so Shmuel said to this person, mitzvavat, you did a mitzvah. Nafik Shmuel, v'dorash, Shmuel went out and he made a drasha, v'tztaka tatzami mavis, that charity saves a person from death. V'loimim misu mishuna, It doesn't only save a person that he's going to die, but he doesn't die in an unusual manner. He dies in a normal way. No, from this story we see that a person who was based on the astrology, on the muzzle, as Avalet had said, that this person deserves to die, he's going to get killed by a snake, but since he did a mitzvah of tzedakah, it saves a person from death itself. The Marshal points out that the Gemara in Bava Basra says that tzedakah saves a person from Misa Mishun, and not like our Gemara. The Marshal answers, it depends. If a person has finished his time in this world and he's not destined to live anymore, then tzedakah can save him from a Misa Mishun. But if a person, his days are not complete, but for some reason there's a gzeir on him that he should die before his days, then tzedakah can help, like our Gemara, to save the person from death itself. And we also see that a mazal Yisrael mit Rabbi Kiva, nami a mazal Yisrael, the Rabbi Kiva havila barta, he had a daughter, Amalei Kadoi, Kaldoi, are the astrologer, says Rashi. The day that she goes into her bridal chamber, the day of her chuppah when she gets married, a snake will bite her and she will die. Rabbi Kiva was very worried about this. On that day, she took her brooch. This is a biguda. She stuck it into the wall. It's Rami. It just happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen that Esav Be'ena Dechivya, that she stuck her brooch into the eye of the snake and killed the snake. Let's suffer in the morning. Kikoshakla, when she took her brooch to put it on, Havakasorach Vasi Chivya Basra, as she took the brooch out of the wall, what came with the brooch? The snake followed the brooch, and she picked up the snake as well. Amr la avua, when her father saw what had happened, her father said to her, "Maya vadit, what did you do? You must have had a schus also, that you were supposed to die based on the muzzle. The astrologer said you're going to die from a snake bite. What did you do to save yourself from death?" Amra lay, so his daughter said to Rabbi Kiva, the panya in the afternoon, Asa ani, a poor man came, kor above, he was standing by the doorway and he was calling out, he wanted something to eat. Vavitriti kuliyam v'suda, so everybody was busy with the chasana suda. The lack of the shami, nobody heard him. Ka'imna shakalti liristani diyavisli yaftin alei. So I got up and I took ristanoi, the Bach says, is chelek studishali. I took my portion that I had been allotted and I gave it to him. Oh my law. So Rabbi Kiva said to his daughter, mitzvah about it. You did a mitzvah. Nothing Rabbi Kiva darish. Rabbi Kiva went out and he made the following drasha, v'tzedakah tatzel m'mavet, tzedakah saves from death, v'loy m'misa m'shuna, not only from a terrible, unusual death, elam m'misa atzma, it saves a person from death to life, as was the case with his own daughter. U'mid Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak nami ein mazal Yisrael, we see further from Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak that if a person has a schus or he davens, it can save him from the mazal. There's ein mazal Yisrael. The aim of the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the mother of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amrulei Kaldoi, the Kaldoi, the stargazer said to her, Berich, your son, Ganvahave, he's going to grow up to be a ganav. And we know that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak became one of the greatest gedolei hador. So how did his mother prevent her son from becoming a mobster, a ganav? She did not allow him to have his head uncovered. He always had something on his head. Amrale, she said to him, Kisi reishich, cover your head, kehechi tetehevi aloch emes adishmaya, in order that you'll always, when you have your head covering on, you'll always remember that there is Hashem above you. And this is one of the sources for the minig of Klal Yisrael, that we wear a yarmulke. The yarmulke is to remind us that there is someone above us, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And furthermore, Rav Nachman Yitzchak's mother told him, Uboy Rachmi, daven on yourself that you should grow up to be a tzaddik, and as Rashi says, that the Yetzer Hara should not get a hold of you. Loi havi yodeh, Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak did not know amai karmelei. Why was his mother telling him this? Why did he have to wear a yarmulke? And why did he have to daven that the Yetzer Hara shouldn't get a hold of him? Yoyim achad, one day, Yosef, he was sitting, kagoros, he was learning, tusik dikla, under a tree, nafel gulimi lilave. His head covering fell off. And milavi reshe, it fell off his head. And now he was sitting there without a yarmulke, without a head covering. Dolly, and he lifted up his eyes. Chazi l'dikla, he saw the tree. Alme yetzra, his yetzra har got a hold of him. Solik, he went up. Poske, he chopped off likibura. He chopped off a cluster of dates. Bishine, with his teeth. And Rashi says, "Vadekel loy shaloy hoya." The dekel was not his. So, in other words, he was stealing. So then, when that happened, he understood why his mother had told him all the years to wear something to remind himself of Hashem, and why he always had a daven that the Yetzer Hara shouldn't get a hold of him. Because one day, when his head covering, when his yarmulke fell off, and he didn't have that reminder of Hashem above him, then his innate nature to be a ganav got a hold of him. And he ripped off with his teeth, he chopped off a cluster of dates. And as the Mefarshim say, this happened in his youth. Of course, later on, he developed his character away from the muzzle of being a ganav. And this is the proof, ein muzzle Yisrael. A person can change himself through tefillah, through schusim. He doesn't have to be, it's not predestined what his nature has to be. He was able to change himself from being a ganav. But he realized on that day why his mother had told him all the years to wear a yarmulke, to daven that the Yetzer Hara should not get a hold of him. So according to our Gemara, there are many, many Amoraim who are of the opinion that Ein Mazel Li Yisrael.